Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. He is strong. He is powerful. He is James Bonadies. He is the co-founder of Local Marketing Vault. They are helping people to make money online. Welcome, James.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I spent the next 20 to 30 minutes. Glad to be here.
Yeah, excited about it. James, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. Well, like you said, James Bonadies is my name. I got two kids, a very supportive and loving wife. I came from a education background. My father was a phys ed teacher, football coach. Mother was an ESL teacher. Sister is a English teacher, and I followed in his exact same footsteps. I don't know if you want to call it brainwashing or what. But I ended up becoming a business teacher out of college. I didn't know what else to do. And I learned very fast that you don't make a lot of money in education, traditional education. So I did what most people do and turned to the internet to learn how to make extra money. That started in 2014. Spent 7 years trying to figure the game out. If there's anybody out there that's trying to figure out how to make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 a month, we all probably kind of did the same thing, fell down the rabbit holes, and you kept seeing other people succeeding and couldn't figure out why you can't. And so in 2014, I believe it or not, saw a Facebook ad, clicked it, and the rest is kind of history. I got involved in helping local businesses make more money by getting more leads and customers. And then built a pretty large business, 7-figure business doing that. And then what's the next best thing is to teach it. And so I kind of left education to get back into education. That makes any sense.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Interesting, fascinating. The teachers that I spoke to who left the traditional environment of a classroom where they can do a great job of educating a very finite and small number of people, be they kids or adults, to then be able to come back and use the platforms that are available to us now to educate hundreds, thousands, millions of people, it's a pretty extraordinary thing.
Yeah, it is. And, going through the journey, you always hear the word scalable, and pick a business that's scalable, and it can't be. It's so true. We all have time. The same amount of time in a day, and it's how you end up using it. That's probably the most important thing, actually, in life, is how you're using your time.
Yeah.
So I found that out rather quickly.
Amen. So I've always been very fond of local businesses and helping to support local businesses, and it seems as though that's been a pretty popular initiative in recent memory. So much so that even credit card companies that I have will give me like benefits or bonuses when I shop local, which I think is pretty cool. And I think to a degree, it's sort of like what we're talking about, where you are teaching physical students in a classroom. But then once you scale, you are now just teaching people everywhere. So how do you help people to start local and I guess stay local with their selling online?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's about accessibility. And believe it or not, the fastest way to not only market, but the fastest way to see success, right? So if you take a look at the industry, you have your e-commerce platforms and all these different make money online things, right? And I'll never talk bad about any of them unless they're just inherently terrible. but there's so many choices to pick from. And I was just always a logical person. And so when I saw this opportunity, and I actually got started with just search engine optimization, right? what did I immediately do? I immediately went to down the street. I mean, you know, places you could walk into. How many people out there know somebody who either owns a business or knows somebody who knows somebody who owns a business, right? I mean, if we all just take a second to think, we all know business owners everywhere, and they all have the exact same problem. They are in their business, running their business, and they hear SEO. They have no idea what you're talking about. They think of social media as the annoyance of, you know, seeing their friends post family pictures and pretending their life is perfect, which in some sense is kind of true, but they don't understand the opportunity to find all their customers on there. And I would say about 90% of businesses literally have no clue on how to find their clients. It's usually word of mouth. It's magazine print. It's, well, Yellow Pages, believe it or not. I had a conversation the other day with somebody who was talking about, well, Yellow Pages. And I was like, oh my God, Yellow Pages. No, like, I don't even think it exists anymore. And, you know, it's, and especially in the times that we live now with all these shutdowns and stuff like that, there is literally no better time than to not only help yourself make money, start a real business that you could be proud of and not hide, you know, juices in your garage and not want to tell anybody what you're doing because you're in this multi-level marketing company. Be proud of it. There's a synergy between somebody who can help a business owner get more leads and customers, increase their business, and at the same time, increase your bottom line per month. And it doesn't take many businesses to change your life at all. You know, five businesses at $1,000 a month. I mean, who here can go out and get a $60,000 a year raise from their boss? Nobody.
Not very many, for sure.
No. And business owners need us now more than ever, as I mentioned. And it just feels freaking good to run a business like my business. And you don't have to go past 10 miles from your house. I mean, maybe you live somewhere in the middle of nowhere. But the cool thing is with the internet, we all know this, is that, you know, I have clients in California. I have clients overseas. Our students have clients all over the world. We have a big population in Australia. We have a big population in Canada, obviously the US. And so we have students in Australia that have US clients, right? This is the world we live in. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, amen. So what, how are you helping people to make that kind of money?
So essentially what we do is we take the entire process of how to start a local marketing agency from start to finish. We essentially, you can log into our training portal, and we have two phases. We have a phase one that teaches basically why our business is the best business model there is, what it could do to business owners, where to start, how to start, where to find them, and the best services to offer them. We start out as if you knew nothing about this type of business, and we essentially bring them through a journey, a six-week journey to start. We have two phases, a six-week journey to start to getting their first client, their first business, finding them, identifying them, and then finding out what they need, what their needs are, and problem solving for that. And then our phase two is geared toward paid traffic, which would be like Facebook ads and pay-per-click advertising. And a lot of people out there have heard of SEO. And my biggest struggle when I first started this business was, you know, going to a business owner and asking them, hey, you know, pay me $1,500 a month, and in, you know, 9 months, maybe you'll see some results. So we have, we call it the Baby Yoda strategy, which essentially is kind of like a Netflix, right? So, you know, a lot of, we teach people to start small, and everybody cancels cable because they don't want to pay the $300 a month. You know, I don't watch this channel. I don't need this. I don't need that. But what ends up happening is they get Netflix, and then Baby Yoda comes into Disney Plus, and they're like, oh, well, I'll get Disney Plus too. And then all of a sudden you go from getting rid of a $300 bill and move that $300 bill into 10 streaming services. And essentially we teach our students that same type of quote unquote tripwire. I know you probably know what that is, but
sure.
is just small chunks, right? You know, we'll help you get more reviews on Google. Easy. It's so simple to do. And for a very low cost, and you essentially are delivering value before you're trying to ask them for $2,000 a month when you're able to do. And we bring everybody through this journey, and it's just an easier way to attack this business, and it's low cost. And we see a ton of students that just start off with these low barrier entry services, and it gives them confidence. It helps them make some money in the beginning. And then all those clients end up asking you, well, can you run ads for me? Can you help me get ranked on Google? And the answer always is yes, I can, because we'll teach them how to do that as well.
So it must have been quite an undertaking to sort of recognize what the opportunity is, but then to figure out how to put it all together. So I suppose that's where the education background comes in. It's like, okay, here's all the information, but how do I give it to people in a way that's actually digestible, then actionable and usable?
That's exactly right. And it's a lot of short 8 to 10 minute videos. That's probably the best way to learn. It's actionable videos, and kind of point click. Every step is taken, every single step. And I remember what it was like when I, you know, first learn this. It was like, wait a minute, I can't, they missed something here. And it's what I hated about going through online trainings. And I hated, you know, not having support. And that's another thing that we do too. We have 5 days a week Q&As. Sometimes we'll be on there for like 3 hours, my business partner and I. And so those little things that people miss, we get to answer them live. So we don't ever leave any stone unturned, but yeah, it was an undertaking.
Got it. Okay. So you are taking folks that have potentially no background in this at all, and you've structured and figured out a process for turning them into and teaching them all the tools that they need, and then showing them here's a great prospect, here's how to identify them, and to really, really, to actually, yes, start local, start with really your personal network first.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And, you know, we have probably half our students who do that, and half of our students like to complicate things. And so for those students who like to complicate things, we have, you know, we teach them how to use like sites like Upwork, LinkedIn. Where, you know, like you've heard of Upwork, I'm assuming, right?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. So Upwork is literally a portal of business owners saying, hey, I need you to get me more reviews. Hey, I need you to help me rank in Google. Hey, I need you to run Facebook ads. So if you just know how to do it, like there's a ton of paying clients right there. And so for those people who don't have a network, maybe we have, I think at this point, 11 different ways to find business owners who just need our help.
Got it. Okay. So that's the hard way, but the smart way is to probably find your first couple of clients and then try to get referred.
Yes, exactly right. Yep. And so that's why we like, you know, we'll teach students to kind of come in and say, all right, well, who do you know? Let's go to them first. Let's offer a trial. That's one of the things that we teach right away. You know, the whole value add, adding value and making it about the customer before yourself, it truly goes so far. My first couple clients that I landed, I didn't make any money on. I just wanted to prove my worth. And so essentially we actually have we call it leads in advance, where we teach our students to say, look, we'll teach you how to set up a quick pay-per-click ad for like an HVAC or a plumber or an electrician, and send them a few free leads, right? Spend 25 and get 75 from Google. They have a coupon, and send them a few leads. Do what no other marketing company has ever done, because they don't. I'm telling you, I hear it all the time. Marketing companies are burn and churn. They come in and all they do is sign contracts with business owners, take as much money as they can, and go to the next one. We come in, all of a sudden, these business owners are getting leads, and they're like, wow, I literally have never gotten a lead online before. You're like a superhero. How do I make sure this doesn't stop?
Right.
That's our leads in advance method. It's just another method to landing clients. I do it all the time. It works it's just amazing how much it works, and it just builds confidence into people who are not really savvy yet in this type of business.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense. So what does somebody need to start from a time perspective, an attention perspective, and then a financial perspective?
5 to 10 hours a week, we recommend. Usually, you know, when I first started, and this is all built around when I first started, when my business partners first started, what we did. And you could get started with this business literally with no money out of pocket, right? There's a cost of the education, but outside of the educational cost, I mean, a domain, which is $9 a year, a call tracking number, which is $5 a month. And essentially, that's really all that you need to start this business, is you need to know where the leads are coming from and who's calling that phone number. And those two things are a website and a, and we have the templates for all that stuff too, that we give our students. So they don't have to spend money on building a website, just kind of a one click import. And that's really it. You know, figure $50 to $100 a month for tools that you really don't need until you land a client anyway. And maybe a little bit of money for advertising for that leads in advance. But like I said, I always just spend 25 on ads, get $75 coupon from Google. And you can, with that, land your first client.
Nice. And so this is a program where people are employed full time. And then this is the sort of the bridge to jumping out of whatever they're currently doing?
Yeah. And yes and no. I ran this business, matter of fact, 2016, I made $300,000 myself and $300,000, my business partner made. So we had about a $600,000 business in net profit, and I was still working. I was still a vice principal in a high school. And I just did it on the side. And so we have students who just want to make that extra vacation a year. We have students that just want to pay off debt. We have students who don't want to leave their job. They enjoy what they do, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to give up money to work and trade your time for money if you don't want to do so. This is something you could easily do on the side. And then we have people who come in and hate their job, and they want to get out of it as quickly as humanly possible. And that's the bridge to help them do that.
Nice. Well, James, Savage Nation, is you ready for your difference making tip? What do you have for them?
I hope I don't sound cliche, but it's understanding the importance of time. And so when I would say my biggest tip outside of really, there is no biggest tip on making extra money other than action. You know, we all kind of sit around and dream of what we want in life. And we sit around and wish what we had, what others have. But a lot of times people aren't willing to go through or go that extra mile to get those things. And if you want more out of life and you want to make life-changing money, you cannot put yourself in a position that trades time for money. If you're earning an hourly wage, you'll never do it. You'll never get to where you want to be in life. It's finding a business that runs in the background and can make you money while you sleep, as cliche as that sounds, but it is true, and I'm living proof, and we have thousands of students who are also living proof.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
James, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they engage?
They can visit localmarketingvault.com. There's a button on top. They can watch a free training that explains the entire business. I just started a new YouTube channel. Got some free stuff on there. YouTube.com/James Bonadies. And they can check out some free content about starting this business, about money, investing, and getting into real estate as well.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show James your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to localmarketingvault.com. Check out all the great resources. Check out the YouTube channel. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, James.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.